This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Iranian president saying today that Tehran would be willing to renegotiate that landmark nuclear deal with world powers as the Trump administration's wanted, but only if the United States lifts pressure and sanctions and apologizes for what Hassan Rouhani calls illegal actions. President Rouhani saying there must be mutual respect if the two nations are going to sit down and talk. Hillary Clinton saying that President Trump would be indicted if he was not President Trump. Speaking yesterday in New York, the former Democratic nominee spoke about special counsel Robert Mueller's final report and said,
"Well, I think there's enough there that any other person who had engaged in those acts would certainly have been indicted."
She says Mueller put the obstruction issue in the hands of members of Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump not so inclined to have current and former White House aides testify in congressional committees, telling the Washington Post there's no reason for their participation, especially in what he sees as partisan proceedings. Committees in the House are investigating possible obstruction of justice by the president based on the Mueller-Russia report. The nation's highest court has heard arguments on whether a citizenship question that the administration supports should be added to the 2020 census. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The census would affect how many seats each state holds in the House of Representatives and their share of federal dollars over the next 10 years. New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Clearly, by putting a citizenship question on the census forms, all experts indicate and suggest that, in fact, it would undermine that count.
Three lower courts blocked the Trump administration's effort to add the question, saying millions would choose not to participate.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Long secret files of sexual abuse hidden by the Boy Scouts now uncovered. And USA Radio's Wendy King has some of the grim findings.
A law firm that specializes in representing child sex abuse victims is now accusing the Boy Scouts of America of keeping secret the identity of thousands of alleged pedophiles. An attorney who's representing the firm, Jeff Anderson, says the Boy Scouts failed to tell authorities about more than 7,000 people in its so-called perversion files.
This is a real peril. It's a systemic problem. These are perversion files and secrets held by the Boy Scouts of America across this country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
There's been another death at the Grand Canyon. Park officials say a 70-year-old woman fell about 200 feet off the Pipe Creek Vista yesterday, the second accidental death from a fall in the Grand Canyon National Park itself this year. A man died from a fall just outside the national park borders of the Grand Canyon as well. And Coca-Cola is announcing a new product for people who are torn between having a cola or having a coffee. The company is soon to offer a blend of the two called Coke Coffee in 25 markets by the end of the year. The product has less sugar than a can of Coke and less caffeine than a cup of coffee. And find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, the one and only James Herson. Yes, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Hey, James, lots to talk about. Hope you had a great weekend.
I did. I hope you had a blessed Easter.
Yeah, it was absolutely awesome. The best one yet. I mean, it was really a terrific time. And I think the whole Lenten season for me, because it was probably the best Lenten season ever. So it was a nice culmination of the holiday. And plus, I got a chance to take a break from everything that was Mueller.
Yeah, just for a minute.
Although I will share with you one thing. This is a Democrat shared this with me at dinner. He said that, that Donald Trump happened to run into a genie, and the genie says, hey, look, I'll grant you any wish, whatever you want. Whatever you want. And he goes, well, how about a unicorn? He goes, unicorns ain't going to happen. Nah, that's not it. I don't do unicorns. Well, how about a Democrat that will speak the truth? She goes, what color unicorn did you want?
I like that.
I like that too. So, So anyway, a weekend without Mueller, and now a new week, and I think the Democrats are—they're not sure what to do about this. Mueller kind of tempted them and laid out a red cape in front of some very adrenalized bulls that want to go down the road of impeachment, and he kind of gave them the footsteps and the direction, and the signs that would lead to impeachment. And so they're chomping at the bit.
Yes. And, people are still trying to absorb the impact of what happened with the Mueller report and what particularly has happened to the Democrat Party. But the interesting thing is to contrast is the difference between the position that President Trump is in now compared to the position prior to the Mueller report being released. First of all, President Trump clearly, by virtue of what the attorney general said, by virtue of even the content of the report, considering the 13 angry Democrats who wrote it, has been completely vindicated. The press has been just embarrassingly exposed as a bunch of liars.
Right.
And the Democratic Party, this is the big secret story, is totally divided. Mm-hmm. They have been lacerated by this Mueller report. You mentioned that they don't know what to do. The leaders know what to do. Steny Hoyer came out and made a statement that, no, now's not the time to pursue impeachment. He was echoing what Nancy Pelosi had said. She was warning that impeachment would divide the country. They know that here's President Trump sits, a different person than they ran against last time, much stronger, the old saying about if you take a shot at the king, it better be successful.
Right.
Otherwise, the king will grow stronger. This is now an experienced person. The American public loved that Trump was an outsider. He's not an outsider in the sense that he was. Mm-hmm. He knows how the bureaucracy works. He understands the duplicitousness of the deep state. He understands that people were recommended to this man. Hire this person. Mm-hmm. And he ended up listening and had a bunch of backstabbers working with him. And so now he's a chastened and much more experienced and stronger. He's an incumbent with the power of the incumbency. And so the Democrat Party, when I say they're divided, there's a new poll that came out that shows that the rank-and-file people who self-identify as Democrat voters, only 31%, less than a third, think that impeachment should be on the Democrat agenda. They're much more concerned with other issues, as they should be.
Right.
And those that are self-identified as, you know, very liberal, progressive, the people who support, you know, the trio of female far lefties that are freshman congressmen, mm-hmm. and I'm talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
And Omar and Tlaib.
Omar and Tlaib. Those people, the numbers go way up. A majority of them are pushing for impeachment. And, of course, their mouthpieces, those aforementioned three, are pushing for impeachment. And, of course, this is reflected by the rhetoric of the trio of chairmen mm-hmm. of various committees. We're talking about the Intelligence Committee Chair, Adam Schiff, the Oversight Committee. It should be like the Hindsight Committee, Elijah Cummings, mm-hmm. and the Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler. They all just this last weekend went on TV, talking about impeachment. Oh, our minds are open. The door is open. It's on the table, blah, blah, blah. And the pressure is on for these miserable far left presidential candidates, the ones that stand for socialism, abolishing ICE, mm-hmm. for anti-Semitism, for destroying health care. I mean, they are so out of the mainstream, but because the pressure is on, we've already had one of them, Elizabeth Warren, say that she's for impeachment, and you know they're going to all come out because they all have to out-left each other.
Exactly.
And they're all going to be supporting impeachment. And so the leadership is opposed to the most active, energetic part of their party. And the rank-and-file Democrats are opposed to the most active energy part of the party. And the rank-and-file Democrats are opposed to their own presidential candidate. So this is a party in disarray. Now look the other side of the aisle, and the Republicans have more unity. Another lost secret. Because the Republicans, and I talked to establishment
This is outside of Mitt Romney, of course.
Well, see, Mitt Romney's not a rank and file. He's part of this little fringe mm-hmm. Never Trumper group. But even the Bush people, even the establishment, long time people that I know are telling me we have to ally ourselves with Trump because look at the opposition. Look where the Democrat Party has gone. Mm-hmm. So the Democrat Party, by their presidential candidates, have pushed some of the establishment people right into the Trump camp. You could see it mm-hmm. by the rhetoric of people, like Mitch McConnell, the silence of the Paul Ryan people. Right. It's amazing. Now, Mitt Romney's getting terrible advice because he has a guy he hired that's telling him that he has to distinguish himself just in case Trump falls, that he will be who the party turns to.
Oh,
and what Mitt has done by listening to this advice is make himself unelectable at any national office. He's done.
Mm-hmm.
Stick a fork in him.
Right, exactly.
He's aligned himself with Bill Kristol.
Yeah.
And Bill Kristol's a Democrat now.
Right. Hey, James, so we got to go to break. So hold on to that thought. More from James Hurston after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us. And just as we promised, James Hurston back with us as we continue to talk about the Democrats that are deeply divided. And, you know, James, you're talking and giving us a rundown of Republicans, but it would seem the mainstream media is purposely ignoring any kind of support that they could be offering this president. I mean, we hear a lot of negative about what the Democrats are saying about the Mueller report, you know, trying to, and including, for, you know, Chris Wallace. I guess we've never really thought that Chris Wallace was a Republican anyway, but his antithetical viewpoint, you know, really goes outside of, I believe, journalistic principles. Am I misreading something on that?
No, I don't think so. I think Chris Wallace has conducted himself in a despicable manner. I think the answer to the reason that Chris Wallace has emerged, that's the real Chris Wallace. He really is a left of center guy. His father was a left of center guy. And so people on Fox like Chris Wallace, Shepard Smith, and there's a few others. Yeah. They've been liberated by the fact that Rupert Murdoch is no longer hands-on, and one of his sons, James Murdoch, is a left-of-center guy. And it's very clear that other than prime time and other than the morning, that Fox has moved left-of-center. And it's all over the social media. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I agree with you. And I think that Chris Wallace, Shepard Smith, MSNBC, CNN, The New York Times, The Washington Post, the usual gang that invested in the lie, in the Russia collusion narrative, are so deeply invested that they still want to keep that alive, and they also want to hang their head on a non-existent crime, mm-hmm. obstruction of justice. And when it comes to President Trump, I wrote a piece on this a month ago. And the fact is that section of the Mueller report is a gossip column. Mm-hmm. It basically is mostly sourced in a circular fashion by media that used anonymous sources, the typical of what the president calls fake news. Mm-hmm. And it was, in fact, because, you know, this band of angry Democrats that Mueller put together just after they discovered that there was no there, as Peter Strzok wrote in his text, when it came to the Russia collusion narrative, they felt like, well, we got to give the taxpayer something for their $30 million. So they came up with a section of the report. Mueller was never assigned, according to the original reporting of why Mueller was appointed.
Mm-hmm.
The title of the report was Investigating Russian Interference with the Election. Didn't say anything about obstruction of justice. So volume two was to answer a question that Mueller was never asked to answer,
exactly.
And then he didn't answer it.
Well, even if you're looking at Russian collusion, how come you don't even mention anything of Hillary Clinton's participation? You're worried about this dossier. Well, who created that dossier? I mean, who paid for it? But Hillary Clinton.
You're right. One of the amazing things about the Mueller report is that it decimates the dossier, but doesn't mention in his own report that the dossier was used fraudulently to get FISA warrants and that that deserves investigation. If you're a special counsel worth your salt, you would at least in your report say there are unanswered questions when it comes to the conduct of the Department of Justice in wiretapping Carter Page, who we were unable to indict.
Right.
Now, that was an absolute ridiculous indication of bias. Mm-hmm. And what's most important, maybe, about the Mueller report is what it doesn't say,
exactly.
As you brought out.
Mm-hmm.
What it doesn't say about the real collusion with Russia by the Hillary Clinton campaign, what it doesn't say about any indictments. Look, these are indictment-happy lawyers. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. They would have happily indicted Trump, members of his family. We kept hearing reports about that.
Yes, exactly.
Not a single indictment of any American related to collusion or obstruction of justice, and there won't be one. And what that means is exactly what William Barr concluded, that the president is 100% vindicated, and all we're seeing is a Cirque du Soleil torture of trying to contort their bodies from MSNBC, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, and the usual gang of liars.
Well, at least with Cirque du Soleil, we might be entertained for a lot less. I think $100 a ticket versus, what, 30, 35 million for Mueller, another 30, 35 million. You know, let's throw that in the pot in congressional hearings and that. And basically, they've all come to the same conclusion, and that's in avoiding the obvious, as you say. You know, from the very beginning, it didn't make sense that the Russians were favorable to Trump. Why would they be when they had their way with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton? If anything, if I wanted to really, you know, take advantage, I would have pushed Hillary. I certainly wouldn't have pushed an unknown, and especially a maverick like Trump in, you know, diplomatic parlance. Regardless, it just doesn't make sense from the get-go, James.
Yeah, and I think we can depend on the next 2 years being that the Democrat Party will engage in these investigations. They'll have lots of press conferences trying to smear the president, trying to smear the Republican Party, and they're going to obstruct the president's trade deals. They're going to obstruct legislative proposals. They're going to obstruct, obviously, border security, and therefore they're laying down the ultimate track record for defeat
exactly.
in 2020.
And that means
at every level, that means at every level, they're going to lose the House. They're going to, the Republicans are going to keep the Senate. Obviously, the Republicans are going to keep the White House. And at the state level, the Democrats will be decimated. At the state
they deserve to be for all that they've done to the people, because they say they're you know targeting Trump, but they're also with Trump they're targeting 63 million people that voted for him for 2.5 years
exactly
in spite
right.
of all the negative and stuff that they were doing. You know, you talk about this smear that the Democrats have done. This is consistent. I mean, if you remember what Nancy Pelosi called it, she called it the wrap up smear. That what they do is they put out, you know, a bad report out there and they give it to the media. They link it to the media. The media picks up on it. And just like what the FBI did, they link it and then they use leaked information to the media. They cite it for credibility for a FISA warrant.
And you can only do that so many times and a percentage of the people will catch on. The other thing that's failing for them or it's weakening, is their main weapon, which is identity politics.
Yes.
They're getting scared by polling that shows that Trump's popularity in the Hispanic community and the African-American community in particular and among suburban women is rising. And the reason it's rising is because people are feeling the effects of the Republican policies, Trump's policies on their lives in economic sense, and this will the same thing that Trump did in 2016 with the working American electorate, he's going to do in 2020 with the normal minority electorate, because people don't know. You know, the Hispanic population, there's a significant percentage of the Hispanic population that is not aligned with Univision
and not
aligned with the mainstream media and is not.
They totally misunderstand him, James, like they misunderstand this show. They don't understand a conservative Hispanic. They didn't think that one existed, which is hilarious. But it just, again, points to the ignorance, and that's what you're saying. We've got to leave it right there, as always, to be continued. James Herson right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Iranian president saying today that Tehran would be willing to renegotiate that landmark nuclear deal with world powers as the Trump administration's wanted, but only if the United States lifts pressure and sanctions and apologizes for what Hassan Rouhani calls illegal actions. President Rouhani saying there must be mutual respect if the two nations are going to sit down and talk. Hillary Clinton saying that President Trump would be indicted if he was not President Trump. Speaking yesterday in New York, the former Democratic nominee spoke about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report and said,
"Well, I think there's enough there that any other person who had engaged in those acts would certainly have been indicted."
She says Mueller put the obstruction issue in the hands of members of Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
You know, we love opinions, but, you know, as we say about them, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. But here on this show, we're committed to getting you the facts and the things that are important for your life. Hey, today marks the World Meningitis Day. Are you aware of that? April the 24th? It is an awareness day that aims to educate about the signs and symptoms of meningitis and the importance of vaccination. This year's theme, Life After Meningitis, underscores the potentially devastating consequences of the disease, whether that means coping with long-term disabilities or losing a loved one. Meningococcal meningitis, often referred to as meningitis, is an inflammation of the protective membranes or meninges covering the brain and the spinal cord. Early symptoms of meningitis may be similar to those of the flu, but can progress quickly and can be fatal, sometimes within 24 hours. Here to talk about it is Sheila Bento. She's a meningitis survivor and GSK spokesperson, and Dr. Leonard Friedland, a pediatrician and vice president director of scientific affairs and public health, Vaccines North America at GSK. Dr. Friedland, Sheila, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, you know, glad you could be here to talk about Meningitis Day. Sheila, let me start with you. This year's theme, Life After Meningitis, as I stated. What was your experience with meningitis, and how has it impacted your life?
Meningitis definitely devastated me. I didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So back in 2003, July 6th, in fact, I was fine that day, that morning. And then in just that single day, I went from, like I said, feeling fine. Then I had an upset stomach. Then I lost consciousness in the bathroom. Suddenly, I had to be rushed in the emergency room where I was gasping for air. Then my life just suddenly slipped away. I was in a coma for 8 days. When I woke up, they told me that I had contracted bacterial meningitis. Again, I had no idea what it was. I've never even heard of such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to undergo amputations of both hands by the wrist and both legs.
Wow.
To my knee. And then years later, I became eligible for and received double hand transplants, becoming the first woman in the United States to receive both hands. And all of this because I had lost my limbs due to meningitis. And since then, I had to instill in my head that I became a meningitis survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to help raise awareness about it and educating people on how to protect themselves against it from that terrible disease.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Friedland, Sheila's story is quite shocking. Is this typical of people who are affected by meningitis, that something, you know, comes upon them so quickly and so powerfully?
Yes. Now, meningitis, oh, by the way, I'm a pediatrician and a vaccine researcher at GSK.
Okay.
And I've cared for many patients in the course of my career with this disease, and I am incredibly proud to be part of a team that has developed vaccines that can help provide protection against bacterial meningitis and look to prevent the type of illness that Sheila had. Now, with bacterial meningitis, it can come on very, very quickly. The particular type that Sheila had is caused by a bacteria called Neisseria meningitidis. We sometimes call it meningococcal disease. And there are now two different types of vaccines that can help provide protection for our adolescents and young adults against meningococcal meningitis. It can come on and does come on very quickly, as was the case with Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
With the people will start feeling they have maybe like a flu or some sort of cold or virus, with vomiting and diarrhea, some headache, just feeling tired, maybe a low-grade fever. But within hours, it can progress very quickly. And often, in the case that with Sheila, it was about 6 hours. Sometimes it's maybe up to 12 or 18 hours, but within that time frame, people can end up in the ICU fighting for their lives. 1 in 10 people with bacterial meningitis caused by this bacteria, Neisseria meningitidis, can die. 1 in 10 will die,
mm-hmm.
often within 24 to 48 hours of first feeling sick.
Yes.
And of those who are lucky enough to survive, and thank goodness Sheila survived, 1 in 5. And have lifelong complications, either of meningitis, which can be seizures and other central nervous system problems, or the complications of blood poisoning, which was Sheila's complication and developed gangrene
mm-hmm.
of her limbs.
Yes.
And so this disease can be devastating. Now, the good news is it's uncommon, but it does happen, and uncommon things happen, and they happen to real people.
Exactly.
So the best mm-hmm. do here is to learn about this, as we're talking about it today on World Meningitis Day, and then get educated about the two different types of vaccines that can help provide protection. And there's a website, if I may.
Yes, please.
MeningitisB.com, MENINGITISB as in boy, .com, MeningitisB.com, for parents and students and adolescents and young adults to learn about this and about the vaccines that can help provide protection.
You know, you mentioned young adults, Dr. Friedland. Why are young adults at an increased risk for meningitis?
Yes. Now, the Centers for Disease Control has put its focus on prevention of this disease through vaccination for our adolescents and young adults, and the reason is that this disease can be associated with crowding because the bacteria lives in our nose and in our throats. That's its home.
Mm-hmm.
And almost always it doesn't cause problems, but things that are in our nose are going to get spread from coughing, from sneezing, from saliva, from kissing, from sharing things like utensils and cups. And adolescents, young adults, like to be around each other. That's a great thing.
Right.
But when you're around each other, you're going to get exposed to people sneezing and coughing and saliva and sharing things and kissing, etc.
Right.
And that's why the focus is adolescent, young adults. In fact, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, did a study of 18 to 24-year-olds and compared compared those 18 to 24 who attend college compared to 18 to 24-year-olds who don't attend college, and the risk of this disease was 3.5 times higher in those who attend college versus those who don't, and that's associated probably with crowding.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're focused on adolescents, young adults.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do.
I can tell you, if you sit and observe a lunch table at high school or college and you watch how people routinely share their drinks, it's shocking to me. And so it's no wonder that this helps transport the disease even more so. Sheila, why do you think it's important for parents and others to know about meningitis?
Because you shouldn't take anything for granted. Like what I said, I thought I only caught the flu, and then suddenly I was in a coma for 8 days.
Mm.
I was just fortunate that I survived it, you know. And this disease is devastating because I didn't know anything about it. So now by sharing my story, I can help raise awareness about it and help educate parents and young adults about the disease and help prevent about what happened to me from happening to others.
As you say, it started out seemingly innocent. I mean, a normal day, things are okay. All of a sudden, you know, feeling down, you think, okay, it's just a flu bug, I'll get through this. And little did you know what had gotten a hold of you. But this is why it's so important for people to be aware. And I guess there's no such thing as overreacting here, is there?
I'll let the doctor answer that. But, you know, for me, I just to reiterate something here, I remember even asking somebody in my family to purchase Tylenol for me, something so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And within just a few hours, I was in the hospital.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, as far as overreacting, I don't think we can ever have too much information. And so what we need to do is become knowledgeable, to gain information, to, you know, educate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this website, meningitisb.com, families, parents, students, young adults can learn about this. And then they can, when they make an appointment with their doctor or with their student health center, can say, I understand there's this disease, meningitis. There's a type called type B, as in boy, that's been causing outbreaks on college campuses. Am I up to date? Did I get all the vaccines that are available that can help provide protection to me or to my children? And then with that knowledge, between yourself and your doctor, you can make whatever decision is best for you. But we can't make decisions if we don't have knowledge, and that's why we're talking with you today. And I'm so pleased that Sheila had the opportunity to share her story, because by knowing what this disease can do, can motivate us to act.
Exactly. We got to leave it there, Dr. Len Freeland. And Sheila Vento, thank you for being with us.
There's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us. How you doing? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Really appreciate the story of Sheila Advento, a survivor of meningitis. I got to tell you, when I was in the Marine Corps back in the early 70s, we had an outbreak of meningitis during our advanced infantry segment of our training. And we were on quarantine for, I think, like 4 to 6 weeks. And I believe there was one fatality in the process. A couple of people had come up with meningitis. And it was amazing how quickly it had transported. Well, you can imagine in close confines, like in a training situation with some 80 young men, it was pretty crazy and rather unique. And it definitely put a lot of people on guard and woke us up. So I really appreciate Dr. Len Friedland and Sheila Advento for coming on the show. With us right now from the stream, .org is the one and only Rachel Alexander. I always appreciate her insight. Rachel, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's talk about Joe Biden. It's a fait accompli. He's got the video already done, ready to make his announcement, to get in the fray of it all. I guess that gives us, what, 21 candidates for the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. There are so many. They're all pretty confident that they can take on Trump. And Biden so far seems to be leading most of the polls for the Democrats.
Well, and of course, what is going to once he fully declares himself, then the proof is in the pudding. Can he raise money?
Well, it's looking like it so far. Not with the progressive wing of the party.
Mm-hmm.
The team is more of a moderate, but they're not usually the ones who have the money anyway.
Right.
The establishment.
Exactly. Well, and Barack Obama has been hesitant to support him. We don't hear any endorsement. Probably that would come eventually. But, for Joe, who was, his main lieutenant, for 8 years, kind of surprising that President Obama has not been, forthcoming in supporting Joe. And maybe because of your point that he's more of a moderate and not a full supporter of the progressive wing of the party.
Yeah, and I see Barack Obama going with who he thinks the winner is going to be. So If things like Joe Biden's sleaziness, grabbing all these women and young girls is going to hurt him, then I think Barack Obama will jump ship.
Yeah, and to your point, you wrote a column, how bad is Biden's behavior really?
Yeah, I went into it, and I talked to a lot of my Facebook friends about it because I kind of had me concerned the fact that we got this Me Too movement that now cracks down so hard on anyone for, you know, merely giving hugs and things like that. And so I wanted to know, how bad is Biden's behavior compared to, you know, some of what the Me Too movement is saying? And, you know, basically the conclusion of my Facebook friends was that Joe Biden does go over the line. You know, you can't just kiss women's hair and bury your head in young girls' faces. And, you know, there was pretty much a consensus that he really does go too far.
Well, it was creepy then, Rachel, when we would see these people, you go, what is he doing? And, like, all of a sudden there is this awakening, and it required the hashtag Me Too movement to woke him up.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote another article about him groping people a year ago, and this was before the Me Too movement, so maybe it was more like a year and a half ago, and it got no steam. You know, it's finally, people are like going back to the article now, and a year and a half later, and it's getting some steam, but before the Me Too movement, no one seemed to care about Joe's grabbing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I got to tell you, it definitely has increase the sensitivity, no doubt. In fact, we were at a recent party, and I was, you know, reticent. I mean, I probably, I guess, would consider myself, because of my culture, and it sounds like a lousy excuse, but, you know, Hispanics are, you know, we're very affectionate people. But I have found myself, I just said, hey, look, at I'm going to stand back. Yeah, I mean, I'm from a standpoint that I'm not going to you know, go and immediately hug somebody or anything like that. But I was surprised at how many women, you know, reached out and hugged. You'd go to shake their hand, and they'd go and they'd hug you. And I'm thinking, okay, this is an interesting observation here, and how this has socially developed, because, you know, you're thinking, okay, I need to be more sensitive and leave people their space. But I guess it's okay if women come to you and hug you, but you can't, as a guy, you have to maintain some decorum.
That's a real double standard there. That's not, well, you know.
Yeah, but even still, look at, you know, the price that guys are going to pay, you know, if they get slapped with a hashtag or something or whatever, you know, and because you don't know how people are going to react, you know, things that, you know, you think, well, this is, you know, we understand Joe Biden. I mean, that's creepy, and that's over the line. I mean, there's no question about it. In most social circles, you know, a casual hug, you know, some, you know, social affection, you know, in a reasonable sort of way that is not creepy, is all acceptable. But, you know, you want to be sensitive because, man, you don't know what this is triggering, you know, with some, you know, women specifically that may have been abused or violated. And all of a sudden now it's given them, I guess, you know, with the hashtag movement and all this discussion, it's given them a place of expression. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be insensitive here. I'm just trying to be sensitive.
Yeah, well, you're getting at what, you know, a couple of my Facebook friends came to the conclusion, which is that it's not your perception as the hugger of what you think the hug is like. You have to be thinking about what the recipient thinks, and is that woman going to appreciate you giving her a hug?
Right.
And, you know, so the results were very divided there. And I think one thing that was really telling is a lot of men will greet you on both cheeks with a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed a lot of my friends said, no, that is going over the line, and that's got to stop.
Right, right. Yeah, it's, well, this too will work its way out. And meanwhile, I can only hope that we do it with the minimal amount of damage. Because this is, you know, this is not helping, because, you know, I think after all said and done, and I'm curious about your friends, I mean, what about those people that said, look, I appreciate a hug? I mean, you know, there's been studies, incredible studies, and numerous studies have been done about the lack of human touch and how human touch is so important and vital to our everyday lives and health.
Yeah, I think, you know, women are going to have to be the ones who are going to have to do the reaching out and the hugging, because, you know, that they've, like you said, they've restricted men from doing it. So
mm-hmm.
women can step up to the plate and keep the hugging going. I think that would be a good move.
Right, exactly. I mean, because we had to adjust, I mean, with opening car doors, you know, because there was that movement there. I mean, I've always been a door opener for women, but I got tired of getting hit by doors. Because, you know, sometimes, like one guy was opening the door, and she goes, well, I was so used to being around a guy that never opened the door for me. And after getting bruised, I'd come home, and I have bruises on my thighs from the door hitting me because she didn't expect, you know, to have the door open for her. And I said, wow, tell me what that's like. She goes, you have no idea. I mean, he'd be in a restaurant, I'd be sitting in a car.
Yeah.
That's goofy.
Yeah, it's really gone too far the other way. And,
right.
You know, men are just opening doors to be nice. That's all it is.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I was just old school. You know, I was raised by Catholic nuns, and, you know, they shared that with us. And, and it wasn't a real hard indoctrination or anything like that. It's just out of respect, you know. That's where it comes from. So I guess, you know, and I've always maintained that, you know, it's what's in your heart. And what you intend to do here. I did want to get, speaking of some of this bizarre behavior and stuff like that, you also write about the left's bizarre, irrational hatred of red hats and specifically MAGA.
Yeah, I just really struck me with all these people getting beat up around the country over wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
Yes.
And
that doesn't include Jesse Smollett, by the way. I just want you to know that's fake news, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the left will turn it around, and they'll try to make it look like the people wearing the MAGA hats are the aggressors, and they'll fake it like he did. It's just so weird to me, because Make America Great Again, it's just a regular slogan. It's a patriotic slogan. It doesn't even mention Donald Trump.
Right.
There's no violence about it. It's like saying America the Beautiful.
Right.
The left has just become so unhinged. They're trying to stop people from wearing these hats by threatening them with violence. And in these big blue cities, people are terrified to walk around now nearly wearing a MAGA hat.
Yeah, or much less even a Trump bumper sticker. A friend of mine in San Clemente says he can't put a bumper sticker, but boy, I'll tell you, you can have a Barack Obama bumper sticker in town. You can have a Biden bumper sticker or Hillary sticker, but God forbid that you have Trump or your car is going to get keyed in the process. Yeah, this whole deal is extremely over the top. And as you ask the question, you say, when has Trump promoted white nationalism? I don't know. What, did I miss something? I mean, when has he ever promoted white nationalism?
Oh, it's so infuriating. You know, they always say, well, he didn't denounce it enough. And, you know, I mentioned in my article, Fox News did a whole bunch of clips of Trump denouncing white nationalism over and over and over and over again. It's not enough for them.
Yeah.
They still want to keep the lie going.
Yeah. Well, you know, getting to your earlier point about the whole MAGA hat and the idea of making America great again, I mean, it truly is bipartisan. I mean, it's not like, let's make America great only for Republicans or make it only great for one party. I mean, this is make America great again. This is the America in which we live in that consists of independents, Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah, improving the economy and lowering, you know, unemployment, both of those are, you know, benefiting both Democrats and Republicans.
Well, she is the Stream's senior editor, Rachel Alexander. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
You too. God bless.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150
uh-huh.
and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow.